All right, then she had a top to go over the top of it. And she baked biscuits in there, you know. She thinking, set it on the fire, and then the fireplace you can have the stove there, and take them hot coals and put on the top of that lid that went over the top of it. Make some warm biscuits there. Well, the skillet she cooked in here from the frying pan, you fried it.
Okay. Did the skillet have a lid on it?
Oh, well, I mean, you had a lid for it. You could have a lid for it. The time we had then, now, of course, now, I got some metal, as we used to call them then, skillets, but they're not big and deep as they were, really, about that deep. 3 or 4 inches deep, something like that.
Well, how would it be made different?
Frying pan steam. Mm-hmm. And he would be thick metal like cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
See, the frying pan wouldn't be made out of a heavy pig iron. It was made out of something like tin. I don't know what you call this stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was real thin.
So what would you use if you were going to, say, raw potatoes?
Well, we had some great big old pots in it. I mean, they had 3 legs to them, too. There was, I'd say, 7, 8 inches deep, you know, we could draw the potatoes in it.
What about something you'd boil water for tea in?
How to kill it.
Would it be small?
No, it was a great big thing. It hold about a gallon of water. I imagine it might hold a gallon of water. Really black killer had a slide off lid to it too.
Did you ever use it for anything else?
That's a boiling water, yeah. Oh, then they use it for boiling fever grades. You see, we didn't have many doctors then. We weren't able to get them. And like if you had fever, they go out there and get some grass and boil it and let you drink that tea and it'll break your fever.
That's all.
Me and the white fella was talking about it the other day, you see, we're not segregated up there where we eat at, you know, we integrate. You know, we, back then, we had people could just, there's always something out there that woods can kill, I don't care what you got. And them old people that knowed about it, they wouldn't tell nobody, and they'd ban it off. My grandma got something planted right down there. I think it's yellow root right down there in the corner. And stomachache or something like that, the cheeto root, they got a snake root. Oh, they got a whole lot of roots, I don't know what about. And then we used to have alternate tea. Then we had sassafras tea. Maybe you drink some of that, right? Sassafras tea. Out there, some kind of stuff that grows. She knows what to do with it, but I think the biggest thing I ever learned is how to make that soap. Because I had to do it, you know. I'd like to be around. I really like the old folks when I'd be around her. She showed me what to do. I had to get up the woods, you know. But